It's our Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base this week. It's Master Sergeant Stephen Broussard. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Appreciate you coming in the studio today. Stephen, is it Stephen? Steve, what do your friends call you?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Sarge?
Either or, I don't have a preference.
I'll stick with Stephen. Tell me where you're from, first of all.
From Waldron, Arkansas.
That's just down the road, actually.
Yeah, not too far from here.
You go south, make a right-hand turn, go east, and you'll be there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much straight shot, almost.
How far from Oklahoma is it? It's not too far, right?
It's about 4 or 5 hours away.
But from the state line, it's just right across.
Yeah, it's just right across the state
line. Oklahoma, Arkansas border. All right, very cool. So what do you do at Vance Air Force Base?
I am the superintendent at the student squadron.
Okay, and what does that entail?
It's just overseeing all the students, 650-plus students, and just managing operations of the process of training pilots.
You're and I've always wondered about this. Being a master sergeant, you're enlisted.
Correct.
Right? How do you handle it when it's a lieutenant or a second lieutenant that's, I mean, where does your authority end and begin in that scenario? Or is it just your job and you're recognized?
It's just my job. Okay. It's just they recognize it. I don't have any issues with that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an easy question.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Now, if it's a colonel or something like that, you probably have to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I get absolutely. It. So what prompted you to join the Air Force in the first place?
Where I grew up, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities for me, and I wanted to seek brighter futures, so I decided to enlist.
Okay.
18 years ago.
18? Oh, my gosh. You're getting close, aren't you?
Almost at 20.
Yeah. So will retirement be coming at 20, or are you going to hang around for a while?
We're still balancing out between my family. I'm kind of talking to family and kind of seeing our futures with that.
Yeah.
Because my girls are getting close to graduating high school, so that's going to kind of drive that factor.
And, of course, they're here in Enid, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Going to Enid High, or where are they?
Chisholm.
To Chisholm. Okay. Well, see, I'm thinking, as a former Chisholm parent, and I'm married to a Chisholm graduate, I would think that retiring in Enid would be a good call. Yes. Just an idea there.
That's so, not a bad town.
All right.
Not
or you keep town. Working. Either way, it works.
There you go.
So where all has your career in the Air Force taken you throughout the years?
I went straight to Kadena Air Base in Japan, Okinawa, Japan. I was there 3 years as a jet engine mechanic on F-15s. And then from there, I went to Dyess Air Force Base in Abilene, Texas. I was there 11 years working on the B-1s. And then opportunity popped and I volunteered to go as a special duty as an Academy military trainer at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs.
Oh, very cool.
So I was there for about a year and a half, and then another opportunity came up to come here to Vance. I actually volunteered to come here.
Okay.
But they were looking for a superintendent to fill the role at the student squadron, and I volunteered. It sounded like a great opportunity to go do something different and try a new challenge out there in the Air Force.
Very cool. Now, Master Sergeant, there's a I don't know what that's called on your
that's a
on
rope.
Your a rope.
Yeah.
On your uniform. Tell me about that rope, because it sets you apart a little bit. What is that?
Yeah, that's my identifier for special duty.
Okay.
At the Air Force Academy, if you're ever there, you'll see lots of these.
Okay.
I'm the only one here at Vance that has one. But yeah, it's just my identifier for my special duty.
So as you've grown and got the experience, you did the mechanic work on the aircraft, then you turned into a teacher. Which do you like better?
Personally, I really enjoy working with my hands.
I really
like that part. Granted, it's kind of nice to go home and not be greasy and dirty anymore.
Right.
But I do. There is part of me that still misses that.
I got you.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, I've got it figured out. Here's the game plan. What you do is you finish out your 20 years here at Vance Air Force Base. You just hang up your uniform, put on your civilian uniform, go to Vance Air Force Base, work on jets.
There you go. It's always
I'm
an
just
opportunity.
Thinking. Or,
always an opportunity.
Know, or maybe pick up a job working with race cars or something
there
like
that.
I don't know, something like that. Master Sergeant Stephen Broussard, anybody you want to give a shout-out to, family members?
Shout-out to my family, Miranda, my wife, and shout-out to the Stoos.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. Good to meet you.
No problem. Thank you.